course, I'll get traded. Andrew, thoughts?
What are you doing?
Yes, we are free!
You're not even on camera.
The mic spit lights immediately. We are free. Hello, everybody. Low-quality Brewers fans of a high-quality Brewers franchise.
Can we say team now that Corpy's out?
Sure. Low-quality Brewers fans of a high-quality Brewers team. Welcome back. I'm Low-Qual. You know me. This is Andrew from the Short Shift Pod. You know him. You step forward in the light a little bit. You're a little dark back there. And then this is Chris, who does a bunch of different stuff. What's your main podcast right now?
Right now, Dom.Hockey, the podcast with Dom Tiano.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What's Brewing with Gail Trione.
Hell yeah.
Love me some Dom, love me some Gail.
We're going to talk about Dev Camp Day 3. But we're also going to talk about a bunch of the free agency stuff that happened immediately. And as you can tell, we're doing our best with the video setup. And I appreciate all of you for enduring it.
This is leaning on a closet.
It is. It's literally leaning on a closet. It's using the... It's fine. You don't have to know. Corpus all is gone.
Mm.
Are you devastated? Are you excited?
I just didn't think they'd be able to move him.
Okay.
I'm devastatingly excited.
Devastatingly excited.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two areas of thought here. Areas of thought?
What the I know where you're going with it. Lines of thought.
Thoughtal areas.
There's been no beers before this, by the way. This is a completely obvious.
You are lying sober. Through your teeth.
I lie all the time.
It's okay. Let them.
So, you can say that you are now going with an untrusted AHL goaltender as your backup, who, if he truly falters, is going to be a guy who will lose you a bunch of games.
Absolutely.
Or, you could say this is a necessary move. You have two cracks at this with DiPietro and Zajac. Because if one falters, you can at least try the other one. Where do you lean? We'll start with Chris.
Where do I lean in the sense of which track? It's both.
Okay.
Because you needed to clear the money. It was the right way to go about it. Again, I didn't think a team would be willing to take him on based on giving something back.
Yeah.
I know another team was interested in him, and obviously that deal didn't come to fruition. They just couldn't get the asset that the Bruins were looking for. They were willing to do the deal, though. But when that fell through, I mean, the only other logical place was a team that needed a backup. And with Quick retiring, it pretty much had to be the Rangers. So my guess is they circled back and revisited something. They just took what they could get. They get an AHL player, which right now they have, like, coming into today, they had seven.
Yep.
And they now have nine. If you count the Jordan Harris signing.
So we'll get there.
We'll get there.
They needed bodies down there. So yeah. To sit there and say a 6'5", I believe.
6'5", 200 pounds, right wing, right handed. Four points in 54 games in the AHL.
C-level prospect.
Burner.
Yeah. You need the body, and what's he going to do? Lose out on an NHL spot? He was not going to do that anyway. So you get a couple assets for him, fourth round pick. That's probably going to be more valuable. And you gain the cap space.
Yeah.
That's the more important thing. And then to your point, you have Zajac and you have DiPietro. You can try them both. It's spray and pray between them.
Yep.
There's going to be plenty of guys that you can get off the waiver wire if you want to grab one of them based on camp. There's also some free agents out there. So
yeah. Easier to trade for a backup anyway at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Also, there's got to be a better way to put that than spray.
All right, Andrew. Your thoughts.
Three assets that we got out of this. We got, like you said, a C-level prospect.
Boom.
We got a fourth-round pick.
Great.
And we got cap space.
Hell yeah.
They're going after Carlson. Doesn't look like they're going to get John Carlson, but they did look like they did pivot a little bit and got another right-handed defenseman, an old friend. We'll get to that as well.
Cool. Let's move right there because yeah. We're happy with the Corpus Allo deal for the most part. Getting the assets back is
great. I don't even think it's a most part thing. Also, you got to remember, DiPietro is two-time AHL Goaltender of the Year, defending.
Yes. It's so just intellectually dishonest to not admit that there's a risk to this.
There are flaws
to his game.
Yeah.
And if those flaws carry over to the NHL, this is a move that will absolutely bite the team in the ass in his starts. But someone has to give him NHL time in order to find out if it will translate. And based on the moves the rest of the division has already been making, there's no reason Boston shouldn't be that team at this point.
And yes, there are flaws. Like, he has trouble tracking the puck. He's a little bit small for the NHL.
Overcommits early.
He overcommits early. Crazy athletic. Loses his net a lot. But he can still make those crazy saves. And it's time. It's time to give him a
shot. That athleticism allows him to move laterally to get back in position.
Yeah.
But at the NHL level, he's usually about 2 inches too short.
Yeah. Think Jonathan Quick gets out of position, but is able to get back into it at times. Obviously, yep. I'm not saying DiPietro is going to be Jonathan Quick. But
so what you're saying is DiPietro is going to be Jonathan Quick.
There you go. Connor Clifton, I love it. I love it. I love it.
2 years, $2.25
million. Yep.
I think this really does mean that there's going to be a lot more money that's going to be moved out. And it's probably going to be Mason Lowry that gets the chopping block.
I think that makes you more comfortable with it. Because obviously you're playing Clifton in a third pairing role, and Lowry was only making minutes on the third pair on the right side.
Also, if you look at his Jay Fresh card for Pittsburgh, he was pretty good last year. So I on our way over here, I was like, oh man, I really don't like it. And then I did a little quick deep dive, deeper dive, or shallow dive. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. And especially if he's playing third pair minutes.
Under $3 million.
That's the key right there.
Yeah. That's the key is it's a reasonably good contract that if you need to bury some of it, you can, depending on what other moves you're able to make. He's an NHL defenseman on the right side.
Yeah.
You needed an NHL defenseman on the right side. Like, all right. Be happy that it's not Andrew Peak.
Like, yeah. And I know I'm going to get this question. No, it does not mean that they're going to stop pursuing a second pairing right-handed defenseman because
that's not what Clifton does.
Does not solve that problem.
No.
Jordan Harris gets 1 year, $850K.
Totally bearable in the NHL. And I probably think that's where he's going to end up. And occasional call up.
Yeah, I mean, last year he played, what, 7 total games?
Shockingly. Injury aside, obviously.
So,
he played 5.
And 1 playoff game.
So, 6.
Yeah.
So, based on his... we can math, I promise.
Yeah.
So, based on the sample size, he really wasn't going to get much more than a league minimum deal out there anyway.
Sure.
At least in Boston, he knows that there's a chance if the right move happens, he will get another opportunity. So, got to be happy for the player. We'll see how he does in camp, and he can earn it.
If you see a signing like this and your initial reaction on social media or whatever is, I hate this signing, Providence needs players too.
Yeah. And there's no reason to hate it because it's literally variable.
Sure.
There's no downside to it. We have plenty of contract space. It's not like we're
And if you lose him on waivers at some point because you're trying to get him through, you're not losing sleep over
Who
it.
Possibly cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that does it for the signings.
For us so far.
Yep. And I do
watch something big come on once we start recording.
I do think one of the biggest wins so far early in free agency, and you've seen a very delayed start to free agency. We're doing this at like 1:15 or whatever it is. You don't have to actually correct me. It's like 2:30.
No, I didn't know if Elliot was just tweeting something without checking my watch.
It's a slow start, obviously, to free agency, but I think a lot of the winners in free agency are going to be the ones who don't participate, as you see some of these deals get handed out for these older guys that are getting many years and a bunch of money.
Oh, I don't hate that Arvidsson deal for Detroit.
I'm a little confused where that didn't connect for Boston.
Pachurka.
Again, there's the conversation about, does he want to make sure he's in the top six? He wants a guaranteed top six spot. Does he get that in Detroit?
Yeah, because they're going to lose Patrick Kane.
Yeah, it looks like it. So that's fine. A guy who's been very much like, we could trade Arvidsson. Like, I'm fine with that. But 2x5, I would have been very comfortable with. So,
yeah, are you okay with him walking a free agency like this?
I mean, it's fine. I think he expected a bigger market for him. And I don't know if that really came to fruition.
He's a 34-year-old with a tested history of back problems.
Right, and scored the bunch of goals last year and was on one of
a bunch of goals off his ass. Like he was riding a PDO bender, and a lot of his possession numbers on that second line. The second line was fantastic for the Bruins. His possession numbers were bad.
Yeah,
his status as a veteran will also help Detroit based on what they're losing, especially if they still end up moving off of Larkin.
Yeah,
he'll be able to help the young core that's there and still probably produce based on the talent that they have. So
I'm gonna miss fuck it Slapshot. I really am gonna miss, like, I got in the zone, I got nothing to do with it, I'm hammering this on net. I wish more players adopted it, honestly.
I mean, we do have a prospect that just is that.
Kotkov?
Cooper Simpson.
Oh, Cooper Simpson. Hold on. You're downplaying what Cooper Simpson has been. So this is let's start with this. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I think Cooper Simpson has passed Will Zellers on the depth chart.
I think you are correct.
Oh, we agree.
So the thing about Simpson and Zellers, why did you do that?
That's fun.
the thing about Simpson and Zellers is that Zellers had a fine season in North Dakota last year.
Fantastic season. Fine, very good play.
Well, you know what? Fair enough.
Yeah.
But they're going to be teammates next year. Here's the thing about Cooper Simpson. He's not fuck it, Slapshot. He's fuck you, Slapshot.
So one thing that was very noticeable today, we had a lot more drills that were team-oriented, a lot more contact, things of that nature. Simpson's not passing the puck unless the coach is telling him to pass the puck. Obviously, that needs to get worked out a little bit, and will in college. I'm not worried about that.
North Dakota's the perfect spot for him to go for that.
Yep. He trusts his hands, which he should. They look fantastic. Mm-hmm. He trusts his shot, which he should, because he does the best shot of any prospect we have right now.
Wired some pucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And his skating has advanced a lot in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the prospects have gotten better at skating in the last 12
it's
months.
It's been a focus. It's very clear that a bunch of them have really gotten better. Mm-hmm. What do you think that – do you have Will Zellers or Cooper Simpson? Now, it's 3 days of camp, so let's calm down a little bit. But I really think that that's the trajectory we're on right now.
I mean, they're pretty neck and neck right now. I would love to see them as line mates at NoDac, mm-hmm. and watch them continue to grow together.
If they're line mates at NoDac, there's only one puck that can go.
Yeah. Well, that means they have to figure it out.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. this is what's the best way to do it. Is Zellers, I did not expect to see the facilitating from him, and I've mentioned it in earlier videos in the camp that I'm not really sure if I'm seeing that yet. Today, he's finding his guys. And so that, maybe he becomes a little bit better on the play.
He made a lot of really good cross-slot passes that weren't blind passes.
Yeah.
He wasn't just throwing it to
these were good reads, and a couple of times I'm sitting there go, I did not see that pass. Like, mm-hmm. I did not see that, and
yeah.
there it was.
Yep.
If he becomes more of, I don't want him to be a facilitator. Zellers is a goal scorer.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
No, but it's the same concept. I'm not calling him this, but it's the same concept that as David Pastrnak. You want him scoring goals, but if he can make quality passes and help his teammates, you want that.
Yeah. When a goaltender knows you're shooting, a lot easier to stop the shot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zellers and Simpson are very interesting, too, because they're I don't want to say they're the same player, but they had the same exact trajectory. Because last year, Simpson was player of the year at USHL.
Yep.
Same thing as Zellers was the year before.
Yep.
So it's... I'm really looking forward to it. NoDac, if any of you who are not into college hockey, watch some NoDac games. They're going to be a lot of fun.
They're going to score some goals.
They're going to score a lot of goals.
Yeah.
That offense is going to be fun to watch.
Who's the other? There's a guy going there, too, from the draft, right?
Verhoff. Verhoff's going back.
There's your center for that line.
Verhoff's a defenseman.
Oh, that's right.
He's the right shot,
Dude. I'm thinking of Vigo Bjork.
Bjork, too.
The V yep. names.
Are we going to edit that?
Nope. Absolutely not. Honestly, the whole conversation, when you spend all day talking about prospects and stuff, you just realize how nerdy all of this is.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you got to really love hockey to be tuning into this.
No, I was talking to a friend who was a Blackhawks fan this morning, and I was telling her she was going to her dev camp for her team. And I'm like, you know, this is for the sickos, right? And she's like, absolutely.
Absolutely the sickos. Valid. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. We'll just go down the list here. My boy, Nils Barthelson. I think some warts popped up today.
Sure.
The first 2 days of camp, he blew me away.
Mm.
Today, physicality, you can get him on his ass. You can steal the puck from him.
He's very light.
He's very light. But outside of that, the vision's there. The shot's there.
You can see why they drafted him.
You can see why they drafted him.
The thing about Barthelson is, and I really hope I'm pronouncing that right, Tia.
Tia left me a voice message which I haven't listened to yet. So there's a name that I'm mispronouncing that I'm sure she's corrected me on.
But the thing about Barthelson, it really does show the... shift in scouting philosophy for this Bruins team. They are going pure skill. Like we're gonna talk about another one from this very draft where that just shows, you know what, fuck it skill.
Yep.
Like don't worry about 200 feet. Don't worry about, you know, getting back on D. Don't worry about skating. Play to your strengths, we'll fix the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having confidence in your development team, I think that's a very big change from the last couple of years.
Yeah. And I think they can have more confidence in it now that they've nuked Providence from what it was.
Yeah.
And that's an understatement, man. They raised the grounds, like they salted the earth. Nothing. What did you say? 7 players entering today,
something like that.
Oh my God!
The expectation there, I think, is largely going to be that it's a more cohesive relationship
and you know the message coming from the NHL is the same one that's coming from the AHL.
Yep.
But again, I think that was kind of a big problem that was part and parcel to why. There was a problem with Mugenel with the development part.
Yeah.
So,
We're going to, there's going to be some names we'll have to move quicker on, obviously, because I'm sure we're already going to talk for 10 minutes or whatnot. Cole Chandler, honestly, underwhelming today, in my opinion. Any thoughts?
I don't think he's ever going to be someone who jumps out at you, but as he continues to develop, you'll see, you know, what he's good at. And, you know, I mean, it's what, his second camp? So,
yeah, I think second.
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 Yeah,
second.
Yeah.
Thing about Chandler is you're going to see a lot of gaudy numbers. Remember the league he's playing in. The Q is pawn up.
Yeah.
So just be careful of that.
He's got to have some adjustments to make along the way. Def Camp is a place where that's going to happen. And, you know, as long as he doesn't suffer production throughout the rest of the game, then he'll be fine.
Yeah. I felt like he was very consistent through the drills. But again, once the team play starts, you start to see some of the warts for some of these
guys. Yeah, we'll see more about that in the scrimmage tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Less room out there. Deputy, just awesome, right?
He's
26 years old, standing out. His pace is phenomenal compared to everybody else.
Love his name.
Deputy's a great name.
No, he's got a nickname. Dog.
That's literally his nickname?
No.
Oh. All right, thank you for that. But overall, it's one of those guys that you're like, oh, I love this guy, and then you realize he's 22, and you're like, I don't know, but still I love this guy.
I believe that's called the Jesper Froden Memorial Award.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he is the Jesper Froden this year.
I was like, oh, huh. This guy's 24, and he is smoking Dev Camp. Let's stick him on the top six. No.
He'll probably end up in some American Hockey League organization and be
called up.
Yeah, he was an invite, right?
Yeah, he was an invite. That guy can make a living playing hockey.
Sure.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, and he'll get a call up every once in a while as an injury replacement and, you know, probably play 150, 200 games in the NHL. Solid career.
I mean, that would be really solid.
That would be
150 games.
I think if he plays for 10 years in the American Hockey League, he'll get called up.
That's not nothing.
Well, I mean, he's one of the best hockey players in the world. We'll say that because
if you're an NHLer,
yes, no, exactly.
He's in the top 1%.
You've made it this far. Exactly.
As much as I'll dunk on Derek Forbort, he's still one of the best hockey players in the world.
He's still one of the worst hockey players I've ever seen play.
Beckett Hendrickson, I don't have anything to say, man. There's moments that he looks good. Long ways to go still.
He has a game that I don't think translates professionally.
Sure. Chris? Real quick, Vincent Desharnais to the Capitals for a 4-year deal worth $16.8 million.
That's not AAV, by the way. That is.
We had that confusion earlier today.
Yes, I had. That's why I had to point that out.
Neat. Let's go with that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. Any thoughts on Hendrickson?
I mean, he's consistent. He's got
damning by faint praise.
Let's see where he's at. At next year's camp. You know?
Man, you struggled to get that out.
Like,
21 years old.
Exactly. Like, he's 21 year old. Like, do I want to give up on the kid? No, but like something has to click.
Yep.
If it does, right, he'll be good because everything else is consistent. But there's something, he always leaves you wanting more.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. Kotkov. Elite shot. Absolute dog on the ice. There's a ton of work elsewhere. Like, everything else about him, there's a ton of work to be had.
So, do you remember what I said about Cooper Simpson about 5 minutes ago? And this is a legitimate question due to your concussions.
You said that he has a great shot, and that the team is more so will fix everything else.
Very good.
Yay!
Also, fuck you, slap shot. That's contest game. He's 5 years away. One of the main scouting reports from Kotkov, coming out of the draft was that his offensive acumen is already pro level, but it's a 5-year project because of everything else. Like, they know what they have to do with him. He's raw as shit, but man, he's got some talent.
Yeah.
Fast, snaps a shot, almost as good as Cooper Simpson, ?
It's in the range.
Yeah,
I'll go,
sure.
I'll go
yeah.
In the range
That's
of it.
Fair.
Yeah,
but he's got a lot of work to do, and yeah, I believe he's going back to Russia to go for a job in the KHL, which for somebody his age is very rare.
I think he's probably MHL material next year.
You think NHL?
Makes the VHL. I'll be very impressed.
Yeah, I believe in the MHL he was teammates with Kirill Yemelyanov, 6th round pick from last year. He's not on the list because I don't think he was on.
He wasn't invited.
Loko Yaroslavl.
Okay.
Is that the same team as Yemelyanov? Because I don't think so.
It might be.
I don't know. I'd have to check.
It's Russian, man. We're doing our best.
They played in the same league.
They were league mates.
Do you have any different thoughts on that?
No, I mean, he's a project, but, I mean, definitely high upside if you can get things to fall into place for him. I mean, you just drafted him, so to expect him to not be a project of at least 3 years, is, you know, it's the NHL draft. We're not talking about the NBA draft or the NFL draft. Like, none of these guys are coming out NHL ready unless if they're NHL ready, they're in the top five.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. I don't think we need to talk this one to death because Dean Letourneau just looks great. He just looks great. He's burning.
His skating has gotten so much better.
My goodness. They were doing these reps of just like 3-on-2s, and twice Dean was like, you know what? I don't need the other two guys, and just burnt the shit out of the two defensemen, split them, buried the shot, and the guy looks, he doesn't need to be a development camp next year. He shouldn't be a development camp. Like, this guy's past this level at this point.
Mm-hmm. Leave a contract slot open for him for after BC season.
Yeah.
And it's
good right now.
You think he's out of there after his junior year?
Yeah. If he has a good season, which I would fully expect, he will be in Providence. He will get the Higgins treatment from this last year.
So one thing that I've noticed about the sheet that you have, his height and weight are actually incorrect because those were supposed to be updated.
6'7", 228 on the sheet.
He is 6'8", 235.
Nice.
So
we'll see where he's at when they officially weigh him in for the season.
Yeah. He is going to be so good, guys. Like, honestly and truly, you see a guy who's 6'8" that can skate like that, and it's not like in the past where we had kind of a dearth of skating talent at the development camp. We had some fast people, guys. And Letourneau was just as fast as the rest of them.
For what it's worth, well, hold on. Not quite there. He was close, but the deputy was flying by.
You know what? That is true. But Letourneau was hot.
Yes. What's funny about that is if you ask Letourneau's camp why he went back for another year rather than pushing for an NHL job, it was about skating. And it's already so improved, and they just want to make sure that they're ready for the NHL level.
Yeah, one more year, we'll just kind of put the final polishing on this game.
You know what we call that? You'll love to see it.
You'll love to see it. You'll love to see it. I have nothing on Mason Marcellus. He was an invite, 5'9", 180. He had a couple.
I saw his nameplate once.
Yeah,
I'll put it this way. He looks like he belongs here.
Yeah.
Like, in the hotel with us?
No, in this group on the ice. He doesn't stand out, but he also doesn't stand out for wrong negative reasons. So,
yep.
He was an invite, and he's not.
There's only two players to me that are standing out for the wrong reasons, and that is Vaughn, and that's McCrae.
Okay, first of all, Jackson Vaughn, spell your name right. Second of all. Second of all,
everyone just open another tab to Google that.
Yeah. second of all, Everett Silvertips, by the way. Second of all, he was really bad.
Yeah. Bond and Lily belong to the ice. McCrae is really struggling out there, but I mean, we're talking about an invite and McCrae being a late round pick.
Yeah, McCrae was gonna be seventh round, correct?
Yes, because Henriquez was sixth, I think.
Henriquez was fifth. I don't know.
Shows what I know. We'll move on. Morello, I thought once the physicality and the scrimmages start up, that's when he shone. Like, that was when he really popped.
So,
I'm biased, by the way. Super biased.
So, I actually do want to ask you about Morello, because a couple of years ago, you were very, very high on him.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like it hasn't popped in college yet.
No.
Do you think there's a reason for that?
Well, he's a bottom sixer, and he's working through it. I mean, he spent time in the top six as well. He got it around. But, he's a smaller guy who's trying to make his way through the NCAA, which is a really competitive league. I never imagined that he would pop right away. It would take a couple of years. I don't think there's been a ton of improvement. The moments that he pops is when he's competing against other guys, but it's been that same kind of level throughout. So while I'm sure there have been incremental improvements, I don't think he's like 30% better.
Good player, but not someone who's going to jump up at you.
He could be a really
good... He's a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, he could be a really good bottom sixer someday, but we'll see.
Yeah,
exactly. Probably more like a middle six in the AHL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where he'll probably hit his ceiling.
You think his ceiling is AHL?
Yeah, I mean, if he continues to work on all the little things, then, maybe a fourth-line role if someone takes a flyer on him one day. But, he's not even going to produce to the level of an A.J. Greer. You know, like, he'll be a body on the ice for a team that just says, go out there and do X, Y, Z. He can do it. Can he do it well enough?
God, he's such not a consistent. Dog on the ice, though.
Oh, man.
Such
a AJ dog. Greer. By the way, shout out to AJ Greer for getting his freaking bag.
Yeah, good for him.
Oh, my God.
Nason has been good. Another guy that's, you know, a bit older, consistent. I'll loop him and Pelosi together. I think Pelosi's been better.
I think Pelosi gets an NHL contract at the end of the season.
Okay.
I think he will.
I believe he's going into his senior year.
He is.
Okay, yeah.
He might get an AHL contract, but mm-hmm. he will get something.
He's very productive at Quinnipiac, so
yeah.
I'll keep an eye out for
that. They're very similar, too. Very physical guys.
They're going to look to do something to retain him and get him into Providence.
Right, so, okay.
Yeah. Based on the direction that we see Providence going, that's where I would see them looking to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look to do the same with Cole Spicer.
Spicer, I think, has been one of the most impressive players of this camp.
He's been,
considering where I thought he was.
He's been extremely consistent. He gets to the front of the net. He does well there. He's physical. He wins puck battles. And, you know, there's a high ceiling there. He's just got to get the entire season under his belt in the NCAA. I mean, if he can do that... There you go. He's got something there.
His struggles have been very well documented. But it seems like there's discipline that's finally there for him. I don't know if I see much for him. I think I
but he has looked good.
He has looked good, but sadly, I am going to disagree with you, and I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I think a lot of his looking good has more to do with age than you want to give credit for.
I would say it has more to do with expectation. Like, I just expected him to not even be a kid.
Okay, okay.
Like, this guy's consistent in the drills. He's super physical. He wants it. Like, this is a bigger level of want than I've seen from him in a while. Mm-hmm. Or ever, I would say.
He probably knows this is his last shot to impress some coaches.
Yeah, he definitely, he's had it in years past.
Yeah.
The talent, you've always been able to see it. It's just, can he get there? Can he have the discipline to do some of the other stuff? And, I mean, got to give him credit for re-qualifying for the NCAA. Like, as bad as it was.
That takes some work.
He put in the effort. He put in the work. So he's clearly a hard worker if you give him the right directive. And, you know.
Some people just need that. Some people just need to be told in minute detail, do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's someone that, you know, if you can get him where he doesn't have to worry about other things in life, like
right.
college grades, mm-hmm. you can probably get a real hockey player out of him.
Yeah.
Solid.
Any thoughts on Olsen?
Not really.
He has not looked great to
me. This is another one where I saw his name played once. I did not see anything that he did in particular. That's true.
Easy peasy. We'll stand up. We already talked about Zellers and Simpson. I don't think we need to revisit that. We just love them. And they look filthy out there. Yeah. It's at camp when a guy is offensively gifted, it's just so different because that stuff always looks impressive.
Because it always pops because, you know, chicks dig the long ball.
Chicks dig the long ball, and so do I.
Yep. Because you're a chick.
Because I'm a chick.
Not an insult.
Blanache.
You can see the raw talent.
This was his worst day of camp, though. You can see the raw talent. This was his worst day of camp.
Lanash needs steak dinners for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes.
That's one.
three pounds of potatoes every day.
Let's see where he's at when he comes over for UMass.
Yeah. That's next year.
So
in a year.
This is what's interesting. Right. So Elite Prospects has this wrong because they have him coming over this year to play.
Shout out Dom Tiano. He has made that very clear. He has heard it from Lanar's agent.
Mm-hmm.
He is not coming over now. He is a year away from coming over to the NCAA.
One of my favorite things about Blanash, where he's going either this year or next year, is that he was drafted by the USHL. And I think it was Dom that reached out and said, hey, is he actually going to play at he got drafted by Youngstown. And Dom was like, no.
Yeah. He also had interest from some CHL import draft teams.
Of course he did.
So, but yeah. he didn't end up going.
Yeah.
Burkholder.
Invite.
Placeholder.
Burkholder, placeholder, yeah.
We're going to move on.
Yep.
Grunwald. I think, again, once the scrimmages started, this is where he started to shine a little bit. His defense looks really good. He's impactful on the boards.
There's stuff to like there.
Out of all of the defensemen that we saw today, I think he has the best chance of an NHL career.
I was bummed I didn't see a single rep against Letourneau for him. Did you guys see anything where they were paired against each other?
I did not.
Because
they're teammates.
Right.
Yeah.
So it would have been nice.
No, it would have been fun.
No, Cromwell and Letourneau are not teammates.
Oh, Cromwell. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm thinking of Pelosi.
No.
I'm an idiot. We're not editing this.
No. And shoot, we didn't even test the audio. This might be totally janky. No, I wanted to see them have reps together because Letourneau was just eating these defensemen up. He was crushing them.
And I think Cromwell would have been a good,
one of the best
good fight
defensive prospects we have. So I wanted to see that. Cromwell takes
non-pro, one of our best non-pro defensive.
Yes, Bergman is still there.
Yep.
Yeah. Loke Johansson, you take the lead here.
Yeah, I think he'll probably be. You know, now the direction of Providence is a little bit more clear. He's on that ELC already. He got buried in Maine last year, and I think it shows. I think coming to this camp is kind of a refresher for him, and you know, I would expect him to see some good time in Providence.
I don't want to make a judgment from his dev camp this year because his year last year was so scattershot. Do you think that last year was like a lost season of development for him?
Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it.
Man. I actually agree with that a lot.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it. I don't think there's a jump from last year to this year here at camp, but I also don't see regression either.
I still think he's second or third best defenseman in camp.
Yeah.
And he put a couple guys on their asses today, which was nice to see.
That's always been part of his game, though. He will hit you.
Yeah. And he put some big guys down, too, which is nice.
The key is there was no regression to his game, despite last year basically being stuck in no man's land for playtime. So
ECHL just is not conducive to development, I don't think. The way that leaves,
the way the Bruins use it, no.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Other teams use it the right way and rant people.
And we haven't.
No. We didn't even do that with Providence. You expected to do it with Maine?
That's fair.
I said my piece about Kostadinsky yesterday. I don't need to say it again. People know my feelings on this.
I'm interested to hear what Andrew has to say.
Because you watched him all week.
Yeah.
I still don't see it.
See, what aren't you seeing?
What don't you see?
So, I see improvement.
Great.
I see improvement. I think y'all are pulling your puds too much about it, about that improvement. Because, okay, he is still very large.
Yes.
He's still a very large man.
He's about the size of Dean Letourneau.
He's about the size of Dean Letourneau. I think he's actually bigger.
We checked the list.
I said about, all right?
Yeah. I think he's actually, like, actively, like, you know what I mean?
They say he's 7 pounds heavier, but 2 inches smaller.
That is bullshit.
Yeah. but Kostadinsky has the.
He's got the Lucic going on.
Yeah.
He
had to find a lower center of gravity for his skating, but
and he has.
It's improved.
He is squatting through his skates.
There's improvement. I'm not going to sit here and commit to the bit. There's been improvement. I'll still say that's the only bit I've ever had is that he's gotten better. But I'll still say he's a seventh round pick. Like, yes. What are your expectations?
Oh, not the NHL.
You texted me yesterday and was like, you're going to be really impressed with Kostadinsky. I'm like, you are faking it.
Okay, everyone should remember that we were impressed because 2 years ago the guy had to get pulled out of drills so that he could learn how to skate.
I witnessed this. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in any development camp.
The improvement in Kostadinsky's skating is more of an indictment on the Bruins can actually improve players.
Yes.
As much as we sit here and talk about
their... in Boston College.
Yes. As much as we sit here and bash their player development system, they've done right by this player.
I will say, when I saw him live last year, and that was back in January, he still looked slow.
Oh, he's slow. Yes. No one's saying he's turning into a speedster out there.
Sure.
I'm just glad to hear that he agrees as a group. That's all I'm thinking.
Yes, exactly. I'm not gonna say that, you know, he still sucks and he still can't skate. He can skate, he can move, he can locomote. But
he can only go forward.
Yeah, correct.
I'm gonna give you four names real quickly. You tell me if you want to speak about any of them.
Rattle off.
Krasiski.
Nope.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. McKinnon.
Nope.
No, I'm good.
Okay. And Neumeier.
Nope.
All of them collectively, they're camp invite type players, and they're all holding true to it.
Here, you get the one with the nameplate. You get to keep the jersey.
Vandiva.
Draft pick.
first year, I'm not expecting much from him at that camp. So the bar is low, but he's jumping over it. Like
The bar's kind of subterranean because this is his second year playing defense. Last year was his first.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not looking for a lot from him. Right, the expectation is low, and
I'll see in 2 years. I hope that there's a meaningful improvement.
Let's see where he's at next year, the year after. I mean, you drafted him late. He's a project. I mean,
now you know what to expect every July when you come here.
If you can get some improvement to his game in a similar fashion to what you've gotten in competency skating, you've got something.
Yeah.
Is it a lot? Well, that remains to be seen. Yeah. But you have something from a late round draft pick where you're throwing a dart at the dartboard with a blindfold on.
Yeah.
Neat.
So.
Neat.
Liam Peterson. Or Pettersson. I still think he's been the third best defenseman in the camp so far.
I think there's something there. I still haven't seen it. But he reminds me of Vakanainen. Your mileage may vary.
I'm glad you said that, because the one thing that really stuck out to me is he can make a play from the blue line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He finds the right guy, he puts him in a good spot.
Yeah. And that's he can make a basic outlet, which, to be fair, we suffered through Andrew Peak last year.
Yeah. Ask Sturm, we didn't suffer at all, but sure. No, I agree.
He did scratch him a couple times.
But no. Yogi, are you? And it's like,
yeah, exactly. But that's something that this system needs, is somebody who can do an outlet, do a pass,
do the thing. Yeah. The buck goes that way.
Yeah, and that's fine, But he does remind me a lot of Vakanainen, which I think, like, for defensemen of his style, if you hear smooth skating, it's kind of an indictment sometimes, because it's like, how much effort are you actually putting into the skating?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I will say that through this conversation, there's been a handful of forwards that we've really highlighted about, like, their shot, their offensive prowess. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the defenseman, there's not a lot of excitement there. Mm-hmm. And you got to wonder, like, okay, well, how much is this just our forwards are beating the shit out of these bad defensemen?
I think through the
drills, I will say again, the forwards impressed me. So
you did say that, like, you know, this is the second best defenseman, this is the best third best defenseman.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, if you have it, like, in, like, a gap, you have Gronenwald here, and then everyone else is, like, down.
No, I still think Blash is right up there with them.
You really think
so? As far as potential goes, yes.
What they are right now.
What they are right now? I would still say that, like, they're right here.
They're pretty.
You're much higher on Blash than I do. I like Blash.
Gronwald's offensive game is closer to Black Hole than it is to, like, I can help. And Blash's defense is nowhere close to, like, Gronwald's, but it's not a Black Hole.
But Gronwald, you can be Carlo.
Yes, which is prime Carlo.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yeah. You need those players.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Blanache could be Cliffy Hockey.
6 points in 50 games last year, boys.
Blanache had a couple plays today that you just went, what the fuck did you see?
Yeah.
And then he had a couple plays where you just, you know, you thought he was Kale McCarr. So
I think the best way to describe Blanache is the way that I used to describe Connor Clifton in the past. He's a golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Sometimes he'll be loyal, he'll give you companionship, and you will love him into the ends of the earth. And sometimes he shits on the floor.
Yeah, he's so dumb. Any goaltenders worth pointing out?
Yeah, the Russian kid we drafted second round.
Ivanov.
I saw a lot of stick for picking him in the second round.
Okay, but outside the locker room.
Very good. saw a lot of people just getting on that pick. And you probably saw that same stuff.
Yeah, sure.
You see why they picked him.
Yeah, he absolutely.
Crazy athletic.
I think it was Dom who tweeted out that, like, you got to trust the Bruins with goaltenders at this point.
If everything goes right, he looks like, it's not going to be, but looks like Bobrovsky.
I see a lot of Tim Thomas in him.
Okay.
The athleticism is there for Tim.
And
but his rebound,
very
controlling is
way
better.
A lot of poke checks.
I think I'm glad you made that point, because I think a lot of it is also, you can see him thinking through, like, I know where I want to put the puck after it hits me. And while it doesn't always work out that way, you can see how he's trying to push it. And he's 17 years old, and he already understands that.
It just feels like a huge
win. He was like the youngest goalie in the draft, was he not?
Only eligible by 3 days?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You can see the youthfulness in his game. My biggest concern would be that he's ready too soon. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to go back to Russia this year. Mm-hmm. And if he has a good run, I mean, you know, if there's significant improvement, we'll see where he's at camp next year. But, I mean, you needed goaltending in the system. So yeah. Taking him made sense. And there were other – but you can see with him, raw talent is there. Like you said, the thought process of directing the puck based on rebounds. But he's got – he gets up nothing five hole.
Yeah.
He gets down. His lateral movements are solid. He comes out big. He's aggressive enough, not overly – he doesn't overcommit in the same way that we were talking about DiPietro.
Yep.
He does have some, you know, puck handling to worry about.
Yes. That is actually weak.
But if that's my goaltender's weakest part of his game, stay in the fucking crease.
Yeah, welcome to Jeremy Swayman. The weakest part of his game is puck handling.
Sure is. The only players that I saw beat Ivanov in tight, because his pad work is so good, his five hole is so good. Were Letourneau and Simpson. But those are the only two I saw able to move.
For the most part, prospects. I was going to say, and for the most part, that's beating them around the edge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Especially when Letourneau was using his reach. Like, that's...
I don't think a puck went through his legs through the three days I've watched him.
Letourneau had
maybe
one play.
Maybe one or two.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, Letourneau had one play where he drove the net and attacked. And I think that was the goal that you're mentioning. He protected the puck really, really well. The only way that he got it by him was because he was right on top of him. The stick was over the crease.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
You have to literally place it past him.
I can't remember who the defenseman was in that rep. I know exactly which one you're talking about. I can't remember the defenseman. That defenseman was beat before he got to the top of the circle.
Yeah, he was just gone. Letourneau had a breakaway on that one.
Letourneau came through, and he's still turning his hips.
Yeah. The one other point I wanted to make, just grouping of prospects, and again, this is about the forwards, but there was only four guys, and I said this to you earlier today, four guys I saw that through these drills went, I am not going to outlet this unless I have to. I am going to beat my man.
Yep.
And that was Letourneau, that was Zellers, that was Simpson, all three of which very successful. And it was Kotkov, who wasn't successful, but I liked that he tried. Because I'm not at camp to see you pass the puck. I want to see if you can win a rep.
The thing about something like that is that I think the coaches like that too. Where it's like, we're gonna instill this in you, but keep that confidence.
I know that you can send the puck across the slot for a one-timer. I know you can do that.
Yep.
Can you beat the guy in front of you?
Yep.
And those were the four guys that went out of their way to challenge the defenseman
even if they lost the rep.
Yes,
they were still trying it. I would have been very interested to see Will Moore at this camp on the ice.
Me too. With his, especially talking scrimmage stuff, because his behind the net work we know is great, and he has multiple guys that love getting parked in front. Letourneau being, of course, one of them.
Of course.
I would have been fascinated by that. He's at camp. He's just off ice only.
He's injured. Yeah.
Yeah. So bummer.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, that's all the comments I got. Anybody else you want to shout out or point out or plug?
I was going to say the only other thing I forgot to mention on the goaltender there is his glove.
Yep.
Quick glove.
Yeah.
If it hits his glove, it's in there.
Yep.
It's not coming out.
Which is a main difference between him and Henriquez. Henriquez will get the glove there.
Yep.
Can't catch the damn puck. It hits the back and it's out every time.
Henriquez
has looked good. I think he's
So far, I like the idea of Henriquez rather than Henriquez himself. But
his lateral movements are solid as well. He's tracking the puck well overall, but there's a reason why they took one kid in the second and considerably reached, in some people's opinion, and another kid in the sixth. There's a big difference between them.
Yeah.
But like I said, my biggest worry is the other kid's going to be ready sooner than expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's
which
saying
is,
it's
which
a
5-year
timeline.
Years,
everyone's calling it a 5-year timeline for him. And it might be.
Ivanov or
No, for Ivanov. Everyone say it's a 5-year project.
Is that a Russian factor thing? Are we still in that sort of old style of thinking where we don't know
if
he's going to come across?
I think for him, part of what shows to me at least, he is very mature for his game.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
He as a person is more mature than his game is, and that puts him as someone who's very self-aware, so he knows exactly what he needs to work on, and he doesn't necessarily need the one-on-one coaching.
Yeah.
And so if he can elevate his own game on his own and then work with a coach, it could potentially change his trajectory to earlier than expected.
Yeah, which is, again, is 2 to 3 years rather than 5.
Right? Exactly.
Because even if he looks stellar in 1 year, he's going to have to prove it in the AHL. You know how the system works and how it should work for goaltenders. You should never be like, you looked great last year in Russia. Starting
here's our goal. Here's our net. Take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, great. Plug your stuff real quick.
I'm on the Short Shift Pod with this idiot.
Nailed it.
I'm on Dom.Hockey, the podcast, and What's Brewing with Gail and Dom Tiano. So,
hell yeah. Go Bees.
Go Bees.
Go Bees.
Go Bees. Go Bees.